On Friday, we start with a, I think she's out of Macomb or the Macomb area, Sally Weisenberg and her famous sidemen. They have roots in Western Illinois and play all around Illinois and the Chicago area as well. They do a kind of jump blues and Texas swing mix with a little 50s body stuff as well. She's very good. She's a good entertainer. And then second up on Friday is the Ivis John Band. He's actually from Northern Iowa, and he's kind of folky and jazzy. Songwriter magazine describes him as real gifted and lyrical and does some really solid stuff. He'll be fun to have. We saw him the first time in Quincy. They do a blues in the district down there twice a month all summer, which they didn't do last year either. So that's kind of how we picked him up. And our headliner on Friday is yet to be announced. So we have two people on a string yet, and the people that book the bands haven't come up with a solid yes, let's do it kind of thing for Friday night. And Saturday, start with a guy that's kind of out of Washington, Iowa, or that region. His name's Catfish Keith. He's an acoustic guy. A lot of younger people really like this guy. And he does solo stuff and blues and offbeat original kind of guy. Second up on Saturday is a fellow named Craig Erickson. We had him years ago, and he's been playing since he was about 11 years old and does real modern electric blues and funk stuff. Very good. And he teaches kids guitar as well, and he was fun. The one year he played here, he hung around that night to roam around the area and helped us in the afternoon when we had kids playing the blues in the tent. So he was a great fun. He'll be good to have back. The headliner on Saturday, we had him in 2019, actually, and we usually don't run bands back-to-back, but people were really looking forward to seeing this guy again. And the people who didn't get down there to see him were really bummed out they didn't, so we thought we'd have him back. He's a piano player, real energetic piano player named Jason D. Williams. He kind of reminds you of Jerry Lee Lewis. So he does a Jerry Lee Lewis kind of thing, and he is really a nut on stage and does a really good show. He does some real raw vintage boogie piano. That's he's a 100% original kind of guy. He really puts it all out there, and he's a lot of fun, a lot real energetic. He's a good way to end the thing.